Hello everyone, thanks for watching today. We are going to share a little bit more personally because there's some big news that is unfolding in our family life.
Yes.
What's going on?
So I am currently 38 and a half weeks pregnant. Okay, I'm just going to show you because I feel like you can't really tell from this level. But there's the baby bump. So baby should be here any day really because I never reach my due date. This is baby number 7. And all our babies have been born between like 37 and 2 weeks and 39 and 3, I think, is the latest I've ever gone.
So we've had some babies by this point.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. So every night, usually labor starts in the night for me. So every night I'm like, is it going to happen? And I wake up the next morning and I'm still pregnant, which is fine. It's okay. Baby can come when they want to come.
Yes. Right? So now, if this is one of your first videos, you may not know, but we have 6 children already. Mm-hmm. And so in the natural world, usually when you do something repetitively, it gets easier over time. Mm-hmm. Practice makes perfect, but it doesn't work that way with pregnancy, does it?
No, I think I've always been one who doesn't want to play the age card. You know, I turned 40 this year. And so people always say, you know, it gets harder when you get older. And I'm like, no. Like, I'm still doing my exercises and I'm still trying to be, you know, healthy to a certain extent. I do struggle with treats sometimes. But anyhow, I have found it to be a lot more difficult this time around. And I'm just so grateful that Ken's been home because he can tend to all the other little ones that we have in our house, you know. And that's the other thing. You would think that it would get easier with time. But when you add more children, you have more responsibilities. And there's a lot more things that are going on in your world. As opposed to, you know, when we had our first, I just had to take care of myself and you. But you were kind of taking care of yourself, so you didn't really need help. So anyhow, it's a beautiful difficulty. And you know, that's the thing. I think we have to remember that it's okay if things are difficult. And it's okay if things are, you know, uncomfortable. Like I find this time around, I've had a lot more hip pain. Like sometimes I can barely walk. And but that's okay. It's just part of it. And the nice thing is that you know that there is an end in sight.
Getting there.
Whereas some people, they have chronic illness and the end, they just don't know when this is going to end.
As you've gone through the different years of being pregnant, what is something that you've learned this pregnancy that is helping you prepare for baby coming?
The first 2 pregnancies I found were like I was in a really good space mentally. Like I knew that my body could do this. We had taken a birth course that was a Christian-based course, and it really spoke about, you know, God's design for birth and just trusting. And I really felt like that really helped me. But then the more I experienced labor and birth, the more I just would recall on those moments. And I remember there were certain times where like the pregnancy test would show positive and I'd be like, how am I going to push this baby out? That'd be like my first thought. Isn't that sad? Instead of being like, yay, another baby that God has blessed us with. But it was like fear had really kind of set itself in. And I think that's what's different this time around. I've really taken it seriously to educate myself and to teach myself about God's design for birth and for bringing babies into the world, because I think I was focusing too much on the fears that I had. And I didn't want that same experience that I had previous times. And so truthfully, I was actually avoiding, you know, even talking about labor, talking about birth. I didn't want to hear anybody's birth stories. It was almost like I just wanted to kind of ignore it. And I don't think that's a healthy response, because it really doesn't help you in your fear. But a friend actually just randomly recommended a book to me, and it's a Catholic-based book called Made for This. And actually, I have it right here, Made for This by Mary Hasseltine. And it has been so good for me to read. And like in the beginning, when I would start reading about birth and whatnot, I would get very anxious and I would like, my breathing would become more rapid. It was just like this response, this fear response to like the thought of what was to come. But the more that I've learned about it, and the more, even there's some great YouTube channels. Her name is Bridget Taylor. It's been so good to just read about the natural process And, you know, honestly, I don't have a reason to be afraid. Like, we haven't had any traumatic births. We've had really...
You're healthy. There's no health complications.
That's right. Yeah. And even, you know, a lot of what I've read, even if people have had those experiences, it doesn't mean that that has to be your next experience either. And so I just would hope that people wouldn't allow fear to stop them from welcoming another child into the world.
Yes. Interruption.
No, that's okay. That's our life. The monastic bell family life. So the interesting thing, you know, now that we've been having children for, I guess our oldest is 11. So even over the course of like, you know, 12 years of pregnancy, a lot of things have changed and there's been a lot of new things that have developed over the course of those years in the sense of like technology. So for example, there's this really great app and it's called Made for This Birth. And it actually coincides with this and you can get like a free trial. What I find so beautiful is you can find tons of secular meditations and, you know, affirmations, things that you can tell yourself and repeat, you know, to help you get through difficulties in life. Well, this is specifically made for Catholics in mind, where she goes through these like scripture passages to remind yourself of the truth and or even saint quotes to remind ourselves what the saints have spoken about in terms of facing trials or difficulties or even birthing. Or she'll go through Divine Mercy Chaplet with the prayer intention of helping you go through your labor and your pregnancy. Or the different mysteries of the rosary. So I just find it's just such a treasure for anybody who's looking for that kind of support in their pregnancy or in their labor. Because you can find it in the secular world, no problem. But I think that what we often forget is that God wants to be a part of this. He's the one who actually designed this. So why are we trying to do this without him? I think that that would be a great mistake. And so I've just found this app, it's called Made for This Birth, to be so helpful. So this is one quote, it was right at the very beginning of the book, and as I started reading, I knew that I needed to finish this book. We have a choice to make as women approaching our births. We can enter into it as something to get through, knuckles clenched and eyes squeezed shut, wanting it to be over as quickly as possible, seeing it as a flawed and dreadful design for meeting our babies. Or we can enter into it with hearts a bit more open, viewing it as the incredibly intelligent design of God himself. I don't know why it's making me sad. It's actually not making me sad because it's actually just making me really excited about this, but I see where I was and where I am now. Sorry, it's just taking me a bit.
It's okay.
Viewing it as the incredibly intelligent design of God himself. The way that he, our loving father, mindfully and intentionally chose to build a family and transform his daughters into mothers. Maybe it's because I'm pregnant. Maybe that's why I'm so teary. So anyhow, I just feel like I was that person who was like white knuckles clenching, fearing, you know, the process. But now I feel like God is with me. And when God is with us, we have nothing to fear. Even the most greatest struggle, tragedy, whatever it might be, his grace is sufficient for us.
And I'm so grateful that you do this for our family. Like it's hard. It takes up 9 months of your life. Your body, woman's body changes and there's some suffering that goes along with it. It's just not an easy thing, but what you do is you give our family through this a little baby.
I know, isn't that the best thing ever?
An eternal soul, a person that will live forever.
Mm-hmm.
The privilege of motherhood.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, you know, you look around in the world, if you go shopping or you go to church, every single person there had to be born. So a lot of women have gone through this. And so it's a very normal thing. There's no reason to be afraid of it. John Paul II writes, "The history of every human being passes through the threshold of a woman's motherhood." So in closing,
keep Janelle, baby, in your prayers over this next couple days. We'd really appreciate that. And our family, we are looking forward to greeting baby. What is the baby's gender?
We don't know.
We would like to know. We don't know.
Yeah, we like to keep it a surprise.
And it will be a surprise. And so we'll let you know. We'll keep you updated. But thanks for listening. Thanks for your prayers and your messages that have come our way as well. So we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. That's it?
Yeah, I think that's everything.